Do you know of someone who is in bondage to pornography, alcohol, drugs, or adultery? I'm Charlene Steinkamp from God Heals Hurting Marriages. Has the Holy Spirit brought someone to your memory that you know in your family, a close friend, or a family at church? What can you do? You can pray. May you and I never forget the power of prayer. How important is prayer in your daily life? Do you pray once a day or pray without ceasing? In Acts chapter 1, how the disciples were told not to leave Jerusalem until they received the gift of the Holy Spirit. Prayer played a significant role in the early church. Throughout the book of Acts, you will read how people prayed in groups and individually. Prayer must be a priority in your life every day. In Acts chapter 12, we read about Peter being in prison. Do you know of someone who is imprisoned by the sins of the world? They can be set free by the power of the Holy Spirit. You and others can earnestly pray for that person to be set free from Satan's trap. The book of Acts makes it very clear that something happens when people pray. Listen to the events in Acts chapter 12. So Peter was kept in prison, but the church was earnestly praying to God for him. The night before Herod was to bring him to trial, Peter was sleeping between two soldiers bound with two chains, and sentries stood guard at the entrance. Suddenly, an angel of the Lord appeared and a light shone in the cell. He struck Peter on the side and woke him up. "Quick, get up," he said, and the chains fell off Peter's wrist. Then the angel said to him, "Put on your clothes and sandals." And Peter did so. "Wrap your cloak around you and follow me," the angel told him. Peter followed him out of the prison. But he had no idea that what the angel was doing was really happening. He thought he was seeing a vision. They passed the first and second guards and came to the iron gate leading to the city. It opened for them by itself, and they went through it. When they had walked the length of one street, suddenly the angel left him. Then Peter came to himself and said, "Now I know without a doubt the Lord sent his angel and rescued me from Herod's clutches and from everything the Jewish people were anticipating." When this had dawned on him, he went to the house of Mary, the mother of John, also called Mark, where many people had gathered and were praying. Peter knocked at the outer entrance, and a servant girl named Rhoda came to answer the door. When she recognized Peter's voice, she was so overjoyed, she ran back without opening it and exclaimed, "Peter is at the door." "You're out of your mind," they told her. When she kept insisting that it was so, they said, "It must be his angel." But Peter kept on knocking, and when they opened the door and saw him, they were astonished. Peter motioned with his hand for them to be quiet and described how the Lord had brought him out of prison. Anyone that is living in sin can be set free if we will pray for them without ceasing, as God heals hurting marriages.
You've been listening to God Heals Hurting Marriages with Bob and Charlene Steinkamp. They would love to hear from you. Write them at Rejoice Marriage Ministries, Post Office Box 10548, Pompano Beach, Florida 33061. Their website is www.rejoiceministries.org. Listen again tomorrow for God Heals Hurting Marriages.